They didn't have as much livestock as they had back in Egypt. The list could go on and on of what they didn't have. The encouragement on our service this morning, what I'd like to share here today, is that we would be people, that we would all be people who made lists of what we do have and give thanks for what God has blessed us with. Stories told of a woman who called a preacher in a small town, and she said, "Preacher, I'd like you to come over to my house for a visit." That kind of perked the preacher's ears up, and he asked, why would you like to talk with me? And the lady said, "I'd like to list all the troubles and problems with you that I'm having in life." The preacher said, okay, just give me a moment here, give me an hour, I'll drive over to your house and we'll have a nice conversation. So an hour passed by, the preacher pulled up to the lady's house and went through the front door, found a seat on the couch, and they sat down for this conversation. Before she began, the preacher pulled out an alarm clock. Ooh, man, that'll get you in trouble. And placed it on the coffee table. Ooh. Preacher then went on and said this, "Ma'am, I'll listen to your problems for 30 minutes, but you have to start with 15 minutes of sharing your blessings." Caused the woman to be really stunned. He was supposed to come over and listen to the problems that were going on in her life. But it redirected her. And she said this, "Preacher, you know what? I actually can't share my problems with you now because I've got 45 minutes of blessings that I can share with you." Friends, that's the redirection that God gives us in thanksgiving. We go from people who just make lists about what we don't have to people that make lists of what we do have. That's the route to gratitude. That's then a route to joy. And then that's a route to something really deep that's needed today. That's called resiliency. Powerful. Thanksgiving does something else that's really important to note in our time together here. And that is, we're able to link what we have to the gift giver who gives it. That being God. Isn't it true that we sometimes just forget what God gives, that He's the great gift giver in our life? Another story shared about an atheist who was making fun of a preacher. Happens often. The atheist was making fun of the preacher because the preacher gave credit to both the farmer and God for the good crop that was given in that particular year. The atheist was telling people that actually the farmer should only get credit for the good crop. He went on to explain that if God was the only one in charge of the field, that nothing would come. There'd just be a weed patch out in the field. And everyone who was listening to the atheist, they thought to themselves and said, that makes sense, and they got a good chuckle about it. But then the preacher got to talk. The preacher said this, "Well, actually, if the farmer was the only one that was working on the field, all his work would be useless without the rain and the air and the sunshine. And those weeds that you made fun of, God even provided those with the rain and the sunshine and the air." Thanksgiving connects us with the great gift giver. What actually happens in Deuteronomy chapter 8 is the Israelites do just that. They actually list the things that God had given to them. That's all this text is about. If you take a look and do a little study on this, I'll take you through what they're thankful for. In verse 2, they mention this, that God had led them into the wilderness. Now, you might be thinking, that's thanksgiving? The wilderness, a place where you can't really let your guard down and just be? And notice that it says that God led them into the wilderness, not that God just allowed them to wander. See, what they're doing here is they're giving thanksgiving to God for guidance in a hard and difficult time in life. You can do that too. We can all look back and see how God guided us through a tough time. Jump down to verse 4. Molly read in verse 4 that they were giving thanks for clothes that didn't wear out and for feet that didn't swell. That sounds like a really minor thing, just clothes and for feet that didn't swell. Those were big things. The desert was a hot place and a really cold place in winter nights. Clothing was really important, and feet that didn't swell There were prickly little things that are out on the desert floor. To be protected for 40 years was something to be blessed with. They were giving thanks for God's protection. Every single one of us can give thanks for the little things that God does to protect us. Verses 7 through 10 is nothing more than a listing of the things that God will provide in the future in the promised land as they're transitioning. I won't get all these things right, but you can check it out. There's water, there's springs, there's barley, there's wheat that's listed, figs and fruit, delicacies, olives and honey, stone and iron, plenty of food. And the Israelites knew that they didn't do anything to deserve any of that. They did nothing. They just walked into a land. God would provide everything.